We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The following is a presentation of Learfield IMG College.
This is Doc Insider.
Give it to Verdell. He's got the first down and goal. Duck fans start celebrating.
Oregon is the 2019 Pac-12 champion.
The 2020 Rose Bowl champion.
Another open three. Good!
Duarte dribbles
and slams with the right hand.
For the third time in the last 5 years, the Ducks are Pac-12 champions.
Outright champ.
Holy three. Good! Holy ball!
Down Shelley. Three ball.
Good!
Regular season champions and now Pac-12 tournament champions.
Welcome to Duck Insider.
We're just getting started.
This is Duck Insider on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Presented by On Point Community Credit Union. Better banking, local solutions. Live from the Country Financial Studio, here's Joey Mack.
Today is a good day to be a Duck. We'll tell you why in a few different stories, actually. We'll recap last night's men's basketball game. I know the Ducks didn't get the win, but they got better as the game went on, and it looked like a team that once the chemistry started to click, things went a little bit better for them. Also, some big news today is LJ Figueroa has been granted his eligibility from the NCAA. It's only maybe a day or so late if you're LJ and the Ducks, but that's all right. We'll talk more about that coming up in just a little while. I just want to read you a couple numbers, though, for LJ Figueroa, just to tell you how big of a deal this is for him to be immediately eligible. Because he led St. John's in scoring last year at 14.5 points per game. That was 12th in the Big East. He was one of the best players in the Big East. He led the league and ranked 36th nationally with 1.9 steals per game. Shot 36.5% from three. He's a pretty good player, and he's eligible now. He's going to be ready to roll for the Ducks here coming up on Friday against Seton Hall. And that's good news, especially without Will Richardson. If you missed the news last night, weren't listening to the broadcast, Will Richardson had successful thumb surgery yesterday, so he's going to be out about 6 weeks for men's basketball. That means that the Ducks need some depth reloading, I guess, and LJ Figueroa is doing just that. Also last night, a virtual tour of the new Knight campus on campus. Unbelievable. Head to uoregon.edu to see a little bit more about it. The virtual opening was really quite something. I was on the air when they did the virtual grand opening, and it sucks that we couldn't have done a grand opening with everybody there, But still, what Phil and Penny Knight have given to this university, really quite something. We're going to talk about that coming up over the course of the show. Hear from Coach Altman and also from Austin Faliu. We'll preview Oregon at Cal. And I know as of 1 o'clock today, there is some new news coming out from California Governor Newsom. As we sit here at 1 o'clock, I have no idea what any of it's going to mean because, as we know, everything does not only change on the hour or the half hour or the quarter hour. It changes by the minute these days. Did I miss anything, Scott? Scott says we're good. That means it's time for Athletic Director Thursday, brought to you by Pepsi. And what do you know? We've got a guy who's a big basketball fan, big football fan, big Oregon fan, and a condiment fan. H.J. Cohn is our guest. He is the Senior Associate Athletic Director for the Duck Athletic Fund. And H.J., it's good to see you virtually. I can't remember the last time I saw you in person, so this is becoming the norm, and I don't know how I feel about that right now.
I know. I'll give you one of these, but we'll do one of those. But I will say thanks for having me. My time was a little off today because I thought we were going at 12:30, and that's completely my fault. So what did I do? I went and got my lunch. Brought to you by Carl's.
Yes.
Thanks to the Karcher family. And I went at like 11:45 just to make sure I had time to be here. And then I realized it was at 1. I was like, there's no way I'm waiting and smelling those burgers in there and not going to dive in. So I did already.
Wow. That's well done. You know, hey. As they say, they are the presenting sponsor for the Oregon Football Coaches Show. So we love some Carl's Jr. I have to say, though, H, I feel really bad because I've got a free big Carl burger coupon in here.
Well, I could have used it because I just had one of those. I had a spicy chicken. I might as well, too.
So, all right. Well, thank you for doing that. I'm sure that's just perfect.
Yes, I knew I'd get you caught off guard again. It's great.
That was
just
good.
My pleasure.
That was good. Were you expecting me to introduce you as a fan of condiments today?
No, not necessarily. We've kind of that chapter's kind of closing. We'll open a new one at some point, but nevertheless, gosh, I love their burgers. So it was a good day, good excuse to go out there and grab some.
All right. Well, we'll get into a lot of different things with H.J. Cohn. First of all, H, just since we last spoke, obviously we've got a football season up and running, basketball season up and running. It's just good to see the Ducks back in action, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, not only for our student athletes who, you know, if you put yourself in their shoes, right, it's obviously been a challenging year for many. And so when you think of the online learning experience, for one, to adapt to that, and then really training for a number of months in their cases, and somewhat of an unknown of, are we going to play? Are we not? When are we going to play? Where are we going to play? And as you just alluded to, California Governor Newsom coming out with some information, and I believe, I don't want to speak out of turn, but I don't believe it does impact our game this coming weekend. Everything looks like it's progressing forward. So that'll be my breaking news to you, Joey. But
yes!
Outside of that, you know, for our fans and donors as well and season ticket holders, when you look at, you know, being hunkered down in our house and really trying to practice health and safety protocol as best we can, trying to bring some joy into the home with the likes of our women's basketball, men's basketball, and football programs competing. Obviously, we don't enjoy the outcomes when we're on the other end, but I can say with gratitude, we're excited that they're out there playing and we can cheer them on from afar.
You know, H.J., I think it's important for us to mention this again. You and I have touched on this when you've been on in the past, that I think that fans often are like, you know, God, just get them out there and play. And that's part of this, but it's also the teams themselves just want to play, and we got to do everything we can for them to be able to fulfill those dreams, right? I mean, that I feel like that's worth us discussing a little bit here, because that's what this is all about, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I think we got to call it how it is too. Let's be realistic with ourselves, and the great thing about coming to University of Oregon, and I'm a graduate from there, and I firmly believe this, is you can come and get a great education. Two, we are going to provide the best in-class student-athlete experience that's possible at the Power 5 level. And that's our mission, and we're committed to doing that. And so when we bring a young man or woman here to start their endeavors in college, it's really a lot about growth. And part of that growth takes place in a competitive form in whatever sport you're playing. So it's going to – that experience, that growth is going to take place in the classroom – in training, in your social experiences on campus, and absolutely competition against other opponents is definitely a piece of that.
Dana Altman, Oregon men's basketball head coach, last night, he was talking with us on the postgame show about this, talked to the media about it, and a pretty powerful statement from Coach Altman, just talking about the stress on student athletes. Stick around for that. We're going to play the clip for you from Coach Altman because I think it was pretty darn powerful. We'll have that for you coming up a little later on the show. How about some of these football initiatives, HJ? Let's talk a little bit about the fact that we've got a road game coming up, right?
Yep.
Okay, good. Good. Yep, sure. Thank you. That's what I like to hear. And I also want to talk with you, H, just a little bit about how it's been and your communication with fans. Of, we've got a ton of fans, actually, HJ, that have never left Autzen Stadium since they were there for the first time this season. It's really quite unprecedented that we let people stay overnight at Autzen.
Yeah, the cool thing I would say, and I'm trying to be through all this personally and professionally, a half glass full person, and trying to stay as positive as I can, because I think particularly if you live in Oregon, the days are getting shorter, might have some rain in the future if history serves right. So I'm really trying to stay positive. And what I mean by that is the Oregon brand, all of us have always known, is an international brand. I'll go so far, and definitely a national brand. And that's kudos to a number of former student athletes, current student athletes, employees, and absolutely the partnership with Nike. We have a unique partnership with Nike that we are proud of. But the cool thing about that is a lot of initiatives that Oregon Athletics has done over the years, you've had to be there in person, right? And it was kind of odd almost if you say, yeah, come join us virtually. Well, nobody really wanted to, even if they had the capabilities. Well, now we go into this virtual world, and not only are people open to it because they kind of have to be to continue their daily lives for many of them, but they're open to these ideas. And what that allows us to do is our reach becomes a lot further. So what I mean by that is the feedback we've received is, you know, our fans wanting to engage. And that might be at the virtual sellout concept for the UW game and buying a ticket, all the way up to purchasing a fan cutout. But I live in Florida, so this is my way of supporting the Ducks, feeling engaged and in touch. And by the way, we're going to mail it to you afterwards if you signed up for that, and kind of a cool little thing. So the opportunities have grown, I guess I would say. And we have plans in the future for more events and a really kind of a cool virtual one, potentially around signing day that we're working on. So again, trying to take the positives out of this is, of course, we'd love to see Autzen Stadium full. And that day will come ultimately. And as we're going to continue to do, we're going to focus on health and safety being our number one priority, working very closely with Oregon Health Authority and Lane County Public Health. But when that day comes, it'll be exciting for many. That doesn't mean the engagement opportunities from afar across the country and let alone world are going to end, which is promising for us.
You mentioned the virtual sellout, goducks.com/sellout. Tell fans a little bit about that initiative, beating the Huskies any way we can.
Yeah, it's kind of a fun idea that our staff came up with and said, you know, this is always a great game that two schools have had great battles over the years. And obviously the good news is Kenny Wheaton's still going to score. We know that.
Yeah.
And something we cherish and kind of part of our history and culture here at Oregon football specifically. So our staff came up with the idea of doing a virtual ticket, which we've seen at some other places, and kind of putting it out there to our fans as a way to support it and part of the Husky game. And it's going well so far. So encourage people to visit the website to provide more details. There's some fun opportunities and giveaways as well. So it'll be fun.
Goducks.com/sellout for that. Where is your cardboard cutout at Autzen?
My cardboard cutout. Let's see. I don't know if I have one in there, but we do have over 2,100 other ones. We have dogs. We have cats. We have professionals. We got a lot of people in there, which is neat.
Well, I have an idea. If there's anybody that didn't sign up to have theirs returned to them, HJ, I'm going to throw an idea out to you, okay?
Right.
So we've been talking about this, that we're going to get the ones that Scott and I have. Scott is in a Stormtrooper helmet, you know, a big Star Wars guy. That's his cardboard cutout. I don't remember what I was doing. I think I had a headset on. That's pretty fitting for me. So we're going to get ours, and we're going to hang them up in the studio. But, H.J., I'm thinking, like, if you guys are – if people don't want their cardboard cutouts, I think we should have a studio audience.
Hey, I like that idea. I'm all for that.
Okay, good. I want
consider
everybody
it
to know.
Done.
We got approval, okay? We got approval from H.J.
All of a sudden, Duck Insider's sold out.
Yes, exactly.
You know, we got a sellout in the booth.
Exactly. I'm all for that. You know, H.J., I think this is cool. Just talk a little bit about football, but of course, basketball season starting. First game last night for the men. I know you, like myself, dialed in on that. And the women, too, H.J. Let's start with that women's program, because, Man, they have been just so fun to watch, even with so many new faces. And it's been cool to see them back out on the floor.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's no secret that they created this buzz when you look back 4 or 5 years ago from that initial freshman class and to where they were with the likes of Adi and so forth. Is really neat to see the attraction and attendance as well go up. But it'll be interesting this year. The thing I'm actually looking forward to kind of as a basketball fan is the style and the difference that we're going to play compared to, I'm going to call it the last 4 years of Ruthie and Sabrina being at the core of that amongst many other players on those teams. But just probably a little bit of a different style and call it bigger, you know, more in the paint style, if you will, with the likes of Sedona. So I'm eager to see that develop and blossom. And, you know, the one thing that just goes to show is that you can reload, and a lot of that comes down to culture and chemistry, and what Coach Graves and that staff have done is phenomenal.
He's H.J. Cohn, Senior Associate Athletic Director for the Duck Athletic Fund. Quick timeout. He knew this was coming. He's going to have to sit in a corner somewhere. Quick timeout. We'll come back and talk a little bit more about basketball, a little bit more about football. It is Athletic Director Thursday, brought to you by Pepsi and locally owned Bigfoot Beverages. Back with H.J. Cohn after this on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
As my family continued to grow, I realized I'd have to replace my beloved Jeep with something that has, well, more seats. I'm Jason Hines, Country Financial Rep and father of seven. Whether you're upgrading from your sporty ride with no room for a car seat or finally replacing your well-loved beater that still has a cassette player, you'll want the right protection for your new car. Work with a Country Financial Rep like me and get the protection you need at a price you can afford. Learn more at TakeSimpleSteps.com or contact a local country representative.
From the weight room to the classroom, on the field and off it, On Point proudly supports University of Oregon athletics because student athletes do so much more than bring us pride on game day. They bring our entire community together in Eugene and all across Oregon. So whether you're watching the game in the stadium, at home, or at your favorite local business, their success makes all of us stronger. On Point Community Credit Union. Join in. OnPointCU.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Your daily dose of Oregon athletics. This is Duck Insider from Learfield IMG College.
Is that a faucet running?
That's not a faucet. That's a river rushing through the forest. Forest rivers provide over 100 million people with clean water to drink.
What? I can't hear you because of the vacuum.
That's not a vacuum. That's the trees in the forest cleaning up the air we breathe.
I didn't know the trees were so amazing.
Yep, and the forest gives us shade, trees to climb.
That's awesome. Let's go explore some more.
Visit the forest today and enjoy all it does just for you. To learn more about the forest and find one near you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
Hundo P. Hundo P. Adjective, short for being 100% sure or certain, as in, if we get a puppy, I'll Hundo P always walk it.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
Back inside the Country Financial Studio, second floor of the Casanova Center. It's Duck Insider, presented by On Point Community Credit Union. Joining us via the University of Oregon Alumni Association guest line is H.J. Cohn. He's a Senior Associate Athletic Director for the Duck Athletic Fund. He's always brought to you by Pepsi. Whenever we talk to an athletic director, it's brought to you by Pepsi, and I always feel like I should be like sending them a pallet of Pepsi every time we do this. Go Ducks, drink Pepsi. Could you drink a pallet of Pepsi, H.J.?
You know, I'm not a big, which, by the way, I don't know what you call it, depending on, I guess, where you're from, soda or pop. But I do drink Pepsi. Right. Those guys have been not only great to the university and the athletic department, but have become good friends over the years as well, and Andy and Eric. So appreciate everything they do as well.
You mentioned LJ Figueroa. We talked a little bit about that earlier. That's just big news for Oregon men's basketball. Didn't go the way that Dane Altman would have liked, particularly in the first half last night. I thought the team got better as they went on. As I was calling the game, I thought they got better as everything started to click. But LJ Figueroa, H.J., that's a big, big get for the Ducks as his waiver's been approved.
Yeah, I think you think about a number of things from last night. And again, I'm probably, again, leaning towards that half glass full attitude. One, you go into it all off season, if you will, saying, gosh, you got a a third-year veteran in Will Richardson, who has just stepped up his game continuously each year, and that expectation was on the table again for this year as a starting veteran point guard, I think preseason pick to be first league or first team all league. And so when you think about all that being pulled, you know, last minute, if you will, the missing of LJ Figueroa, when you just look at the general stat line, he looks what I would call an immediate impact player. But then you look at the positives and Eugene playing well and Duarte kind of picking right up where he left off, and that he's just got a beautiful shot when he gets everything set. It's just something you kind of take away those things. You're like, this is maybe one of our standard Dana Altman teams is that's okay. Take a few blows early on and we're going to get better throughout the season. And I mean, a couple of friends were texting me last night. Like, you know what, we're going to be fine because we have a Hall of Fame coach who always finds a way to get it turned around by the end of the year, by March, especially. And so, you know, definitely a newer team, if you will, and losing, you can't replace a Peyton. I don't think there's any way to go about that. You can only hope to kind of rebuild and hopefully find a Peyton in a new way down the road. But then when you talked about LJ Figueroa, Joey, I think a lot of behind the scenes really trying to push for this, and what we felt all along was a legitimate case and that he should be immediately eligible. So thrilled for him. Kudos to compliance, our athletic director, and Coach Altman and his staff too, for really saying, and you'll hear the comments from last night. You got to love a coach that's as passionate as he is, and you can hear it and feel it from his heart. What he's trying to say is this goes beyond a good basketball player. And there's a lot more too, like we talked about, that college and student athlete experience that we try to provide. And a lot of that is being hindered right now because of the decisions. And again, thankful that it was made and LJ is now immediately eligible. But again, kudos to the coaching staff and Coach Altman and the number of athletic department employees. Really excited about what this team's future looks like as we continue to go.
Yeah, LJ Figueroa is one of the best players in the Big East over the last few years. And Dane Altman, many of you probably read the comments from last night or heard them, but we're going to play them for you coming up because if you missed it, it's worth your time. Coach Altman certainly knows that this is bigger than basketball on a lot of different levels. One positivity note that I have for you, Ashley, I'm trying to be my glass half full here. I'll be honest, like, I consider myself a realist, HJ. I don't know if you know this. I consider myself a realist. I feel like every friend group has to have an optimist, a pessimist, and a realist. and right now in our friend group, I think I'm the realist, you're the optimist. Well, Scott's the pessimist. There's no doubt about that. So it works. I mean, this just
Scott, he can't chime in and defend himself. That's all right.
He can. He's just choosing not to because he knows I'm right.
That's the pessimist side of him, right? Gosh, come on, Scott.
Joey just talks too much. I can't get a word in.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's fair. That's true. That is true. Fan cutouts at Matthew Knight Arena, HJ. Obviously, we'd love to have fans in there, but fan cutouts happening at Matthew Knight Arena as well.
Yeah, we had some really good success at Autzen Stadium. Like I said, a number of them sold it to all different walks of life and animals and so forth. And it was really fun to see it kind of come to life. And then we kept hearing, you know, what about basketball? What about the arena, Matthew Knight Arena? And we're like, absolutely, we should do it. So we, again, it's not the same setup, if you will, but just because different types of seating, indoor versus outdoor, materials are different. So kind of started over again and are in the process of adding those in there, and excited for a number of more games than your 3 to 4 football games this season at home. So really excited about that. Definitely encourage people to go. Maybe a Christmas present, you can buy one for a friend. It's not a bad way to kind of give a gift to a friend that they can enjoy as well.
I think I have to buy one for HJ now since he didn't have one at Autzen. I mean, that just seems fitting.
I'm a basketball guy. You know that.
I know. So
I got Matthew Knight covered.
Oh, okay. All right. Guy. So let me ask you this, HJ. If you
I'm going to have a towel in my hand and like a water bottle carrier as the ode to my managers.
Good. Good. For those of you who don't know, H.J. Cohn, when he was a student at Oregon, was a men's basketball manager, so he knows the life. And I don't think that you probably were sanitizing seats and basketballs quite as much then as they are now, though, right?
Now you're going to get me going. Back when I was a manager, we had no. What those managers and really all the staff that changes that they've adapted to, and again, student athletes and all of us, right? We're living in a world where change is sometimes uncomfortable for people, and it needs to be the first and foremost thing we get used to, because like you said, right now we're talking about playing at Cal this week, and that, but that could change. It's just the reality of where our society is at. And again, we're going to get out of this at some point. And when we do, look forward to being able to celebrate what we love. And a big part of that is the, what I'll call pageantry, or the social side at these athletic events, in addition to supporting our student athletes. And so for me, I look at this time of year as one of the most fun times of year, when you're crossing over with football, men's basketball, women's basketball, volleyball, a number of sports, and you get to see a lot of your friends, which ultimately in our world and in the development, fundraising and ticketing world, you start as a business relationship, and a lot of them, many of them turn to friends. And so when you don't get a chance to see those people on a weekly basis, a number of them, it does become challenging. And hearing from the other side of these season ticket holders and donors, of a lot of their social plans, if you will, surround Oregon athletics. And, yeah, and we're proud of that, and we appreciate that. And so there's this struggle on both sides, and how do you combat that? And I think that's, we're getting there in the sense of having sports back to be able to consume on TV. And at least even talk with your friends about it after the game, what your thoughts were, your breakdown, if you will. So I'm very happy it's back, and excited, especially, you know, again, my heart's with basketball. I love football, but I have a special place in my heart for basketball.
Did you have to walk 15 miles uphill both ways?
Snowed both ways too.
There you go. Good. H.J. Cohn, that's good stuff, H.J. I always appreciate your time and your perspective. I could talk to you for the entire show, but I know you actually have a job to do. So thanks for taking the time. Thanks for going to Carl's Jr. And I know that if we were here in person, you would have brought a burger for Scott and I. I just want you to know that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Load it up, baby. HJ's way.
HJ's way. Athletic Director Thursday is brought to you by Pepsi and locally owned Bigfoot Beverages. Go Ducks. Drink Pepsi. HJ, seriously, if you ever need anything, ever want me to talk about anything, let me know. Otherwise, thanks for always letting us pick your brain a little bit, and thanks for what you do. Appreciate it, my friend.
Hey, thanks so much for having me. The best part is we always seem to have fun and cover a little side on the professional side of things, and most of the time it's just mostly fun. But I will say two last things is just a huge thank you for the patience that our season ticket holders and donors and fans as a whole have had with us throughout all this. I don't use this term lightly, but the unwavering support we've seen is tremendous, and we are so thankful and appreciative of that. And then secondly, just continue to stay healthy, stay safe, because there is an end in sight, and not necessarily when that is, I don't know, but there is one, and I thoroughly cannot wait to get to that moment and celebrate together in something that we all love and care about in Oregon athletics.
Good stuff. I think we're going to take that and just have that on repeat, just constantly. Well said. Well said, in all seriousness. Thank you, H.J., and we'll catch up with you.
Thank you. Again, take care. Go Ducks.
H.J. Cohn, Senior Associate Athletic Director for the Duck Athletic Fund. That was well said. That on it, like, you know, we like to have fun, but that's one of the things that I love with talking to H.J., because he and I are very similar, that we'll have fun, but then we'll acknowledge some of the serious things that are going on, no doubt about that. And I just love that perspective of just, hey, we're going to be all right. Up next, we're going to talk a little bit about men's basketball. L.J. Figueroa eligible. Unfortunately, Will Richardson's going to be out for a while. We'll tell you more about that coming up. Stick with us. A lot more still to get to. Duck Insider, presented by On Point Community Credit Union, back in the Country Financial Studio next on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
This football season, prepare your taste buds for the most iconic sports watching drink of all time, Pepsi. With refreshing deliciousness specially formulated to keep your eye on the ball and mouthwatering fizziness to help you power through game day, Pepsi has everything you need to start strong.
I used to care when Mike cheered so hard he spilled nacho cheese on my carpet, but thanks to Pepsi, even Mike can't ruin my football party.
So this football season, make Pepsi your go-to game day drink, because it's the only drink made for football watching. Pepsi, that's what I like.
From the weight room to the classroom, on the field and off it, On Point proudly supports University of Oregon athletics, because student athletes do so much more than bring us pride on game day. They bring our entire community together in Eugene and all across Oregon. So whether you're watching the game in the stadium, at home, or at your favorite local business, their success makes all of us stronger. On Point Community Credit Union. Join in. OnPointCU.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
You're listening to Duck Insider. Duck Insider on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
A ranger station.
I'd like to report a bear hug.
Okay.
I put out my campfire and Smokey Bear hugged me.
So you drowned the fire, you stirred it, drowned it again, and felt that it was cold?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but he's just letting you know you did good.
Bear hug from Smokey Bear. Status update.
I'm gonna let you go now.
There are many ways to start a fire, but one sure way to put it out. Learn how you can do your part at SmokeyBear.com.
Sponsored by the U.S. Forest Service Ad Council and your state forester.
I'm probably okay to have one more drink before I drive home. I'm probably okay. I open the window to stay alert.
Probably okay. I just popped some gum in my mouth.
Step out of the car, please.
I probably made a mistake.
Probably okay isn't okay when it comes to drinking and driving. If you see a warning sign, stop and call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Doug Insider, presented by On Point Community Credit Union. Joey Mack with you inside the Country Financial Studio. We got football coming up, 4 o'clock kickoff. The Ducks and the Golden Bears of Cal. It looks like everything's still on track to play in Berkeley. That's a good sign as we sit here at 1:28. Could be 129. I don't know. I mean, you know, anyway. Yesterday, though, men's basketball, God, it was great to see them back on the floor, wasn't it? The Ducks taking on Missouri, a very, very good and experienced Missouri team that returned 88% of their scoring from last year. The Ducks got down by as much as 17, clawed their way back to within 5 two different times, and just could never quite get over that hump. But again, they announced yesterday that Will Richardson had surgery on his thumb, successful surgery, but he's going to be out about 6 weeks. Ducks thought that they were going to have their veteran junior point guard who's played in 69 games running point. Instead, Amari Hardy had to fill in, Jalen Terry with a bigger role, and the Ducks were, I think they missed him early on, no doubt about that. Well, and here's the other question that I'm going to have moving forward is, with LJ Figueroa now eligible, is he able to handle the ball? That'll be a question for Dane Altman here coming up when we talk to him for our pregame show coming up at 5:30 on Friday. But the Ducks fell 83-75. I thought, though, overall some good things. And maybe the biggest is Eugene Omorui. I mean, guys, a career-high 31 points, 10 of 19 shooting. He hadn't played a basketball game in about a year and a half. After transferring from Rutgers, redshirted last year, later start than we thought it was going to be this year, and Eugene Omorui just went off for a double-double with 11 rebounds to go with that 31 points. I thought the team got better as the game went on, but a veteran team like Missouri wasn't going to let them come all the way back. So now against Seton Hall, what are the Ducks able to do? We're going to find out coming up. I talked to Dane Altman on the post-game show, and then he took some questions from the media as well, talking about the start of the Oregon men's basketball season. Coach Altman with the media. Your thoughts, opening game of the season. You mentioned coming in, you weren't sure what to expect. What are some of your takeaways here tonight?
Well, I was disappointed with that first half. Our organization was really bad. You know, we're going to have better guard play. Our turnovers led to some really easy baskets the first half. We got out-rebounded. We weren't sharp that first half. We probably fortunate to be down just 11 at halftime. Eugene fought his tail off to keep us in the game. So, you know, and I thought second half we did some good things, but, you know, our penetration, you know, they're a good defensive team. You know, they were collapsing, and we just didn't make very good decisions. You know, I thought we took some bad shots. We could have penetrated and kicked and, you know, just took some bad shots. So disappointed with that. You know, we came back and won the rebounding after getting off to an awful start. You know, we were, I think, down 8-2 at the first TV timeout. They got after us early, and we were just kind of in a shock. And, you know, it was tough on our freshmen. You know, Luke and Jalen looked like freshmen, played like freshmen in a game this early. They had to give us some minutes because of our lack of depth. And so, you know, I think we'll get better. You know, I'm disappointed in our first night out. You know, we can make all kinds of excuses, and that's why I told the fellas we're not going to. We should have had a couple games. We didn't. And, you know, this is a tough opener, but we're just going to have to fight through it.
Coach, how about adjusting without Will Richardson with the unfortunate news for him today? Felt like you guys did okay, and how do you get better moving forward without Will?
Well, you know, he's going to be out 6 weeks. Just, you know, heard it in practice, and got the bad news on Tuesday, and we had surgery today, and from what I understand, talking, we surgery went really well, but, you know, with surgery, you know, you 6 weeks, and we missed him. You know, Amari's going to work out fine, and Jalen's going to get better, but they didn't play particularly well tonight, and you know, Will had been running all the point, you know, in practice, and so it was a quick adjustment, but those two guys will be fine. They'll get better. They just, you know, I didn't think they had a real good night. They had played better in practice. Dante had played a lot better in practice, and he was really flat tonight, which we just can't have. You know, I mean, we spend too much time in practice getting him the ball, and for him to come out and not compete that first half. And, you know, and then, you know, you get out of sync. You know, it's hard to get back into sync. And so I was, you know, I got after him a little bit because he's a much better player than that. And we spend so much time, like I said, in practice working on things for him that when he doesn't give us much in the ball game, that really sets us back.
Finally, for me, Coach, just touching on Eugene, you mentioned he played his tail off. 31 points, a career high, 11 rebounds. How good was Eugene tonight?
Well, without his physicality and his, you know, him playing like he did, he was the, by far the brightest spot, competitive wise, toughness wise. I mean, he made up for a lot of guys, just unbelievable effort. Thought he played hard and played well.
And to kind of follow that on Eugene, I want to ask you if you could have expected this, because this was a career high, but like you say, he made up for some other things. What do you think he's going to be capable of? What do you think you're going to be able to rely on him going forward? Because clearly you've seen he can at least produce, maybe not 31 and 11 every night, but he can really produce for you, clearly.
Absolutely. James, he's been our hardest worker in practice. You know, he's done a tremendous job. I thought he'd play well tonight, and he sure did, you know. And a couple things, he tried taking charges. You know, he just tried to do everything for us. And just a really, really good effort. Chris shot the ball okay. Eric had some nice plays. But our lack of depth showed, you know, and we wore those guys out with Dante not playing like I thought he was capable of. You know, left a big hole in the middle. But to answer your question, I thought Eugene, you know, that's as hard-nosed a performance as we've had from an inside guy in a long time.
That second half, you guys got within five and early on in that first couple of minutes, and then it just a wave came from them. You feel like it was just guys getting tired because you mentioned lack of depth or miscommunication defensively?
Well, I thought we did get tired, you know. The first TV timeout, they only scored 3 points. We sold out, you know, and gave them a wide open three. We just defensively, we weren't solid. I really disappointed there because I thought we're not going to be able to give up 83 with the personnel we have right now. I don't think we can give up 83 points and be successful. You know, if we get our whole team together, then I think we can get into more of an up and down game and maybe get into 83, 84, 85 points. But the way our team is right now, I think we have to grind out a few more possessions. And we've got 8 scholarship athletes and, you know, 2 of those freshmen, Luke and Jalen, who haven't played a lot. And so, with that group, you know, I don't think we can give up 83 points and be successful. So defensively, we're going to have to be a lot more solid.
Were you surprised at all at the level he was able to score at? Did you come into the season thinking that he was going to be that much of a weapon for you offensively?
Well, Chris, he averaged 13 a game at Rutgers. And, you know, so I knew he was going to be a double-figure scorer. And so, but no, to answer your question, 31, and, you know, his shoot, I think he was 10 for 19 and, you know, 2 for 6 from three. You know, so I thought he'd be a good scorer for us. We definitely don't want to rely on him to get 31 for us every night. But, you know, I think he could, you know, with that toughness and that ability, offensive rebound, putbacks. I mean, he gave it all to us tonight. I mean, from the free throw line, I think he was 9 for 11 or whatever. So he got to the line. He got offensive rebounds. He hit a couple threes. Chris, I mean, you know, it was just a great performance. And, you know, like I said earlier, we would have been, we'd have been real toast without him. You know, I mean, he got us back in at end of the first half there, got it down to 11, and, you know, he really competed. So I knew he'd be a good scorer for us because he works so dang hard and he's trying to improve every facet of his game. So, but, you know, he had just a phenomenal night.
Yeah, Coach, with all that, you still got it down, I think, with 7 points with 40 seconds left. You're still in the game. I guess you take heart in the fact the team didn't give up, although it looked like it might be a blowout at some points. And Eric could have hit a few shots. It looks like he just was
on. You know, I was really disappointed. If we'd have got blown out, I'd really be disappointed if we wouldn't have competed to the end. You know, we put ourselves in that hole, Jerry, you know, just and that's partly my fault. I mean, for us to be that unorganized, you know, that's on me. You know, I should have had Amari and Jalen better prepared. And so that's on me. And, you know, we knew Will was going to be a good player for us, you know, and we got surprised at the beginning of the week, but that's on me to not have better organized, that first half. Some of those turnovers, Jerry, were just flat embarrassing. You know, I mean, it just, I know I can't put it any other way. I told the guys that. I said, fellas, you know, we're tossing the ball around. They're like, we haven't done anything, you know, and I know I'm asking you guys to do a few more different things, but we got to be able to make some adjustments here, you know, because Will's going to be gone for a while, you know, so guys are going to have to handle the ball more. You're going to have to do different things. So, you know, and so that's on me. Some of those bad turnovers and some of those easy baskets, you know, that's on me.
That's Dane Altman, head coach, Oregon men's basketball, talking with the media postgame. We're going to hear more from him. He had some powerful things to say about the NCAA's waiver process and the stress that it's put on these student athletes, and also just the stress that's on all of us right now. Some powerful words from Dane Altman when we come back. It's Duck Insider, presented by On Point Community Credit Union. Stick with us on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
After 2 years of construction, my wife and I finally moved into our dream home. So when a bathtub fixture broke, causing major water damage, I was glad we had the home insurance protection we needed. How do you know your home is protected? Talk to a Country Financial rep like me, Nick Simon. We can help you understand your options and select coverages to meet your needs. Then if something happens to your home, you won't have any surprises. Need the right coverage for your home but not sure where to start? Visit TakeSimpleSteps.com or contact a local country representative.
Mountain Dew Zero Sugar presents an original that's now maybe even better. Mary Had a Little Lamb.
Mary had a bottle of Mountain Dew Zero Sugar with the same refreshing taste as the original but with zero sugar. Same refreshing taste as the original but with zero sugar. Same refreshing taste as the original but with zero sugar. Mary had a bottle of Mountain Dew Zero Sugar that's taste was as good as the original, maybe even better.
Mountain Dew Zero Sugar, as good as the original, maybe even better.
This is the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
I want to be a warm place on a cool day.
Football stadium.
I want to be a bike that races around the country.
I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. Brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
Whoa.
The moment my son saw a redwood tree.
It's huge!
Is the moment I knew that for him.
You can't even see the top of that thing!
thing.
Even the sky has no limit.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go. Your moment is out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
We're back on Duck Insider. All right, this is funny. So on one of these, I have so many screens in here, but on one of these, I've got my email up, and HJ was on with us, what, 20 minutes ago? He got off. Just got an email saying that the cardboard cutouts are going to come into the studio. So, hey, Jason Harris from the Oregon Ticket Office, if you're listening, this is great. I hope that it's not going to be too much trouble. But, yeah, if the cardboard cutouts aren't going to be sent home for people that didn't want them to be sent home, we're just going to have a live studio audience. I'm in. I'm absolutely in. This is great. Meanwhile, back to basketball, and then we're going to talk a little more football here coming up as well. The Ducks with a loss last night, but I think they're going to get better as the season moves forward. Dane Altman talked with the media, had some more things to say post-game, including those powerful words about just how this is affecting student-athletes right now. Dane Altman.
Dana Pinson is no doubt, he's a great shooter. Those guys really hit the hell out of the three ball in the first half. What can you do to defend better outside on the three? Did you not expect them to shoot so well?
Well, 13 has been a good shooter for him. Smith has done a good job, and he went 3 for 6 tonight. 9 for 31, Warren, we can probably live with that. They were 6 for 21 the first half. They did hit timely ones, though. As I mentioned, or you guys mentioned, we got it down to 5 there, and then they hit the big one, right before the TV timeout to stretch it back to 8, so they did hit some timely threes, some loose balls, kick out, and hit a three. So, but percentage-wise, 9 for 31, we're going to be able to live with that. But they did take a lot of them. I thought we gave 13 Smith a couple looks that I, we knew the scouting report on him. He's the one guy. But, just some bad turnovers again that led to easy baskets. They shot too many layups, guys, and a couple defensive rotations on our press. Just awful. So, again, it looked like a first game. It looked like a first game with new point guards. It looked like a first game with a couple freshmen. And so we got a lot of work to do. And that workload increased a lot the next 6 weeks without Will. And so we're just going to have to work a lot harder and put guys in better position and see what we can get worked out. Things changed a lot on Monday.
Dan, on some of those issues, I don't know if you'd heard through Basketball Oversight, but Goodman's just reported before you came on that Basketball Oversight's talking about granting an eligibility waiver for all transfers starting by the 16th, if it's voted potentially before that meeting. Given that you have a game Friday and then a game the following Saturday, we've talked about scheduling. Nobody would blame you if you don't play another game until the 16th, until LJ and Aaron get cleared. I mean, you control your fate here, and if they're not voting it through till then, like, your reaction, one, that they're going to be on the court at least in 2 weeks, but obviously you want to see it yesterday. Do you now think about scheduling differently with that in mind?
Well, not really. I mean, I didn't know all that, James, but my feelings, and I expressed this the other day, and it's probably self-serving when I talk about transfer since we have two, but we are in a situation, this road trip, road trips used to be fun. Okay. We'd go, we'd get checked in, we'd have a team meal. Okay. And we'd sit around and the guys would enjoy it. And we'd get up and eat team breakfast. And then we had our pregame. We've had three meals in plastic that we take to our rooms. And so that's a road trip. But think of school, James. no dates, no eating out, no parties, no, you know, nothing. It's not college. You know, in 40 years of coaching college basketball, I don't think I've ever seen more stress on our players' face than I have this year. I don't even think it's close. They're not having any fun off the floor. Basketball is all they got. And when you have that situation, you know, there's a lot of stress. There's a lot of stress on every college student. I've been fortunate to have, you know, be around college kids. And I think it keeps me young. It keeps me thinking young. But I just think there's a lot of stress. And so anything we can do to relieve that stress, you know, LJ's heartbroken. You know, I mean, he wanted to play so bad tonight. And Aaron's situation's a little different. You know, he transferred for the purpose of sitting out. And then, you know, that was the reason. LJ had a lot of reasons. Parents had the virus. He was in New York City, wanted to get out. You know, they had a coaching change the year before. There were a lot of reasons for LJ's. So I don't understand that one. But, you know, that's above me. You know, it's complicated, I guess. So that's not for me to make a judgment on. But I do know the stress level on student athletes this year. And the NCAA, okay, they make it so that everybody gets the year back anyway. They, you know, they have made all these exceptions. We all know where it's going. One-time transfer next year is going. Why are we punishing anybody? Now, the scoreboard's about 200 to 7 or 8. There's not that many people. And St. John's agreed to LJ's transfer. So I don't know why. St. John's has been great. I want to make that really clear that St. John's is not holding back LJ. And so I just don't understand. I hope that eventually, you know, it would really help us, obviously, with only 8 scholarship athletes. You know, if we would get anybody, James, with the virus right now, we couldn't even play a game. You know, 8's the minimum that you could have. So if one person had the virus right now, we couldn't even play, whether we wanted to or not. So it would be nice to get some more hands on deck. But again, you know, I just want what's best for my guys. And it's a different deal. And, you know, young people under a lot of stress, and like a lot of Americans, you know, with jobs and, you know, careers and everything being put on hold. So our student athletes are in the same position.
Yeah, Coach. Well, again, Missouri had a game. This is your first game, bad first half. Can you take heart in the fact you actually outscored them, played better in the second half, and to build on that for this next game?
Oh, heck, we'll build on a lot of things. You know, I mean, it's a long season. Those of you followed us before, you know, it's a long season. We got 5 months here yet, you know, and we got good guys, and they're down in there. And I know our fans will be disappointed. Heck, I'm disappointed. We should have played better, but you know, we got to battle back, you know. A lot of our good teams have lost games. You know, we got to go back to work. And, when you play 30 games, you know, it's about getting better. It's about getting better. And, yeah, I'm disappointed we didn't put a better foot forward tonight. And I told them that, you know, because we didn't play hard enough and we weren't ready to go. And we looked unorganized. We were unorganized at the time. We didn't look unorganized. We were unorganized at the time. And that's on me. So we all got to get better. We all have to get better. And we will. We will. And, because I think we got good guys, and I think they want to be better. And we just got to do a lot of work before Friday night, though, because Seton Hall is pretty good, and we're going to have to play a heck of a lot better than we did tonight.
Ducks and Seton Hall coming up at 6 o'clock tomorrow. We'll have a 5:30 pregame show for you right here. It's going to be televised on Fox Sports 1 as well, and always we'll have all the basketball games on the Oregon Sports Network. Seton Hall's 1-2 this year. They just dropped to Rhode Island on Wednesday night. So the Ducks are in a tight spot, though, trying to figure out the rotation, figure out what the team looks like without Will Richardson, and figure out what the team looks like with LJ Figueroa. We'll see what happens. But that was powerful from him, wasn't it? Now, look, this is just me talking here for a second. today LJ Figueroa gets his waiver granted by the NCAA. Coach Altman doesn't come out and say things like that with that sort of passionate, I don't know if criticism is the right word, but I guess criticism is fair. And now LJ Figueroa is going to be able to play. I just loved Coach Altman's passion. And look, anybody listening, anybody watching, you know how much he cares about his players. When we come back, we're going to talk a little football, preview the weekend a bit, and get you ready for Duck Insider tomorrow. It's Duck Insider, presented by On Point Community Credit Union, live from the Country Financial Studio. Keep it here on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
From the weight room to the classroom, on the field and off it, On Point proudly supports University of Oregon athletics because student athletes do so much more than bring us pride on game day. They bring our entire community together in Eugene and all across Oregon. So whether you're watching the game in the stadium, at home, or at your favorite local business, their success makes all of us stronger. On Point Community Credit Union. Join in. OnPointCU.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
As my family continued to grow, I realized I'd have to replace my beloved Jeep with something that has, well, more seats. I'm Jason Hines, Country Financial Rep and father of seven. Whether you're upgrading from your sporty ride with no room for a car seat or finally replacing your well-loved beater that still has a cassette player, you'll want the right protection for your new car. Work with a Country Financial Rep like me and get the protection you need at a price you can afford. Learn more at TakeSimpleSteps.com or contact a local Country representative.
More Duck Insider coming up on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Jill, why don't you tell the class what you did this weekend?
Well, my dad and I went in search of some magical minnows and found a zillion of them in the stream from our lookout rock. Then my sister and I escaped from an evil slug king and went back to my super twig fort for safety. Then we told stories till it got dark, and the Big Dipper led us all the way home. Wow.
Where were you, Jill?
We went to the forest. It's not that far away.
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
Insider presented by On Point Community Credit Union. Joey Mack live with you here in the Country Financial Studio. Jackson's Food Store is a proud sponsor of the University of Oregon Ducks. Stop by your neighborhood Jackson's for all your game day essentials, everyday specials on game day necessities. You'll have everything that you need for the big game, thanks to our friends at Jackson's. Well, I said we were going to hear from Austin Fallyu a little bit, but we have officially run out of time. As many of you have noticed, I'm sure that often happens with us here. I wish that I was better at timing these things out, but in the words of Scott Phillips, I just talk too much, and then we run out of time.
Did I say that?
I don't know, but we are going to talk to Todd McKim tomorrow. Great conversation coming with Todd McKim. I'll just be honest with everybody. We actually talked to him today and with the intention of airing it tomorrow. Todd McKim, of course, on the broadcast for Cal football, Cal basketball. Many of you Duck fans remember him from his time working here at Oregon and around Oregon. We also even learned that Scott Phillips and him had, you know, the video camera version of a jousting match with each other, and I think Todd won.
He usually won. He's a lot smarter than I am.
He's a lot smarter than I am.
He referenced the 17th century something or other, and I was like, yeah, that's funny. And he's like, oh, you know what that is? And I'm like, yeah, I knew what you're talking about.
So y'all are going to hear that tomorrow. You're going to hear that coming up tomorrow. We'll also hear from Austin Fallyu tomorrow as well, and we'll do our Norfolk Public House picks. So where we stand right now, we've got basketball, though, coming up tomorrow. So for everybody tuning in, Terry Johns is going to have a call starting at 1:30. So his pregame show will be going on when we're doing Duck Insider live. And then at 2 o'clock, it's the conference opener for the Ducks against Colorado for women's basketball. I'm really excited to see that team in action. And the competition level's ramped up from Seattle to Portland, now to Colorado with Pac-12 play getting underway. What does this new-look team look like? We'll find out. It's on Pac-12 Network, and Terry Johns will have the call starting at 1:30 with our pregame show across the Oregon Sports Network. I'll have a 5:30 pregame show for Oregon men's basketball. And then we got football, 2 o'clock pregame on Saturday. We'll talk to you then. Thanks to H.J. Cohen for joining us today. See you tomorrow.
I'm Little Teapot, short and stout.
Here is my handle and here is my spout.
No, Dad, like this. When I get all steamed up, then I shout, tip me over and
pour me out.
This is WWE superstar Roman Reigns. It only takes a moment to make a moment. Take time to be a dad today.
Visit fatherhood.gov, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Steven.
Who said that?
Me, down here.
Ugh, what are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
What are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. It's been a long time since we've had an adventure in the forest.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
You're right. I should get out.
Yeah, the forest is not that far away.
Hey, Mom!
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you lives. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
It's important to buckle up your kids.
I know.
Sometimes car seats can be complicated.
I know.
And if your child's in the wrong seat and you get into a crash...
I know.
It could lead to a serious injury.
I know.
So you're 100% sure you have the right car seat for your child's age and size?
I don't know.
Don't think you know. Know you know. Car crashes are a leading killer of children 1 to 13. Make sure you have the right car seat. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Listen and imagine. It takes 5 seconds to send a text, and for those 5 seconds, you're driving blind. Life is worth more than a text. Stay alive. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Been listening to Duck Insider on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, presented by On Point Community Credit Union. Better banking, local solutions. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Oregon Sports Network.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.